I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
All right, gang, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week, spinning the old polkas on the radio here like I do every week. Same place, same time. I got a handful of records. My job? Play them. Are you ready? All right, let's get things rolling this week with the Chet Dragon Orchestra. And what could be better than happy polka music?
Sound of happy polka music. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Find a partner, feel that beat. Swing your girly round the room to happy polka music. Dancing leads to romancing, so find a pretty girl to twirl around. Get your feet up off the ground. Keep that jukebox going strong. Everybody sing along. Join in with us to the sound of happy polka music. So find a pretty girl to twirl around. Get your feet up off the ground. Keep that jukebox going strong. Everybody sing along. Join in with us to the sound of happy polka music.
There you go, Chet Dragon and the Orchestra. There's a band that doesn't come around very often here on the show. Not as many records out there, I don't think, as a lot of other bands. But good music nonetheless, right? Chet Dragon's Orchestra, happy polka music here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's Roll Time Oldies Show, rolling right along here like we do every week. Glad you're along for another show. Let's go back a ways for a kind of scratchy Eddie Zima record and the Polish Wedding Polka. How's that sound?
Thank you.
There you go, a little Eddie Zima for you. And the Polish Wedding Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. Glad you're with us here. I actually have a request to get to in the show. I got to remember to do that. I have actually already picked out our 78 of the week, which I always seem to wait till the last minute to find something. I still haven't brought in all the 78s that are out in the garage and sorted them out and got all the polka records out there. Why am I not doing that? I know where they are. I just have to bring them in. You know why? Because it's like five flights of stairs from the garage to this studio. That's why I need to get those things out of there, because that will broaden the selection of 78s available. I got a Fez Frischi 78 coming up for us later on in the show, so stand by for that. Right now, Marv Herzog. This is one of those records kind of sneaks up on you. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's fading up in the background because it's the Orange Blossom Special, which, of course, is a train. And it's getting closer and closer and closer as the record plays, so here you go. See, just as that song faded in at the beginning, as the train got closer and closer, now at the end of the record, the train is getting farther and farther away and quieter in the distance. See how that works? Marv Herzog there, the Orange Blossom Special, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along for this week. Want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum? Just briefly, if I could, they have an event coming up that I'm actually going to mention. Why? Because I'm at least a little bit organized this week. No, they do. Coming up on Sunday, July 30th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Harrington Arts Center, which is where the World of Accordions Museum is, actually, in the right there on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. They have, are you ready for this, world champion accordionist Grayson Maysfield will be performing in concert at the Harrington Arts Center. You know, they have that beautiful concert hall there. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can find out more, get tickets, or whatever you need to do at worldofaccordions.org. And I can tell you right now, grown-up tickets are $35. Kids up to college age, 13 to college, is $20. 10 years and under are $10. And remember, of course, that the World of Accordions Museum is a nonprofit organization. Not that many opportunities to see a world champion performer. And instead of sports, it's in music. at the Harrington Arts Center. Other than that, check out worldofaccordions.org to find out more about what is going on at the World of Accordions. Because, man, what a place to look at. You could take in the concert, see their beautiful concert hall, and take a look at the museum and all the fantastic instruments and stuff that they have on display. Check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the internet. And Superior, Wisconsin, on Belknap Street, is where they are on the earth. That was profound, right? Now, I told you I've been out sorting out records. And I find records that I'm like, I don't remember that record. And this is one of those. I'm sure this has not been on the show before because the record hasn't been in the house for 40 years. I have Lila Schenk and the Good Times Band. And it looks to me like they're from Bowler, Wisconsin. And I have a little song called My Wife Won't Tolerate That. I don't know about you, but I'm curious to hear the list. I have not listened all the way to this song. Just found this record digging around for records last week. Let's give it a twirl, shall we?
I go for a beer, the tavern is near. I'm one block away from home. I sit three or four, but I'm looking for more. But my wife just won't tolerate.
There you go, Lila Schenk and the Good Times Band. My wife won't tolerate that. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Hope you're having a great week thus far. Man, I'm telling you what, the smoke from these Canadian wildfires blowing over northern Minnesota here and a lot of other spots around the country is really getting to my throat lately. I just feel like I've been standing in the smoke from somebody's campfire, and I feel gypped because I'm not getting any s'mores at the same time, you know? If they're going to send their smoke this way, they should send some marshmallows, darn it. I do have some crackers coming from Canada, though. You'd think I'd get a discount. That's kind of a valuable tip for people out there. Remember Nabisco used to make those bacon crackers? They were kind of oval-shaped and bacony and salty and yummy. I used to like to dip mine in a chocolate malt. I did. And then one day, a long time ago, probably 30 years now, they discontinued those crackers. And then I found out that they only discontinued them in the United States. You can still get them in Canada. I'm like, what? Why did you cancel my crackers? I'm 200 miles from Canada. Where's my crackers? Well, there are companies that specialize in shipping products to people in the States from Canada. And one of the products you can get is Christie's Bacon Crackers, sold by Ritz, which is all part of Nabisco. And they're not identical to the 30-year-old crackers, but they are mighty darn close. And so, yeah, I got a case of crackers coming this way. And then what happens is everybody at the radio station is like, oh, you got some of those crackers? Can I buy a box from you? And the next thing you know, I've used up like 8 out of the 12 boxes in the case selling them to people. I need to order more at a time. You think I would learn. You think anybody ordering a case of crackers, that'd be plenty of crackers, right? Oh, man, I'm looking forward to them to arrive. Should be here sometime this week. All right, Ray Henry and the orchestra. I always tell people, do something zippy. Give me a zippy drink. I always like cranberry juice. I want something with a little zip to it. I want a zippy drink. I tell people, don't be playing those slow, draggy songs. Give me something zippy. Here's the Zippy Polka. There you go, little Ray Henry and the orchestra there and the Zippy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now I found a Kenny Bass record out in the garage. I've been out in the garage a lot digging through boxes of records. Found a good Kenny Bass record. I don't remember ever playing anything off this record before. And it's a little beat up, so this is kind of a test run here because this has not been in the studio. This record predates the show, too. And when you consider that this is show number 486... this record has managed to dodge the show for quite a while. Here's Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers and the Cecil Polka. We'll be right back. right. Kenny Bass and his Polka Popper is always one of my favorite sounding bands and one of my all-time favorite names for a polka band. Kenny Bass, get it? Like bass, like a fish, and his Polka Poppers, like a hula popper, which would be a bass lure. If you're going fishing, that's the Cecil Polka anyway. Here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Got a request coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Before we do that one, though, let's do Lil Ronnie and the Carousels and the Mickey Mouse Polka.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. These words spell Mickey Mouse. A drink's on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. These words spell Mickey Mouse. A drink's on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the Friendly Ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the Friendly Ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. B-A-T, M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. Batman Ed Robinette gets a Joker, break his neck. B-A-T, M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. Batman Ed Robinette gets a Joker, break his neck. B-A-T, M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. B-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E. B-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E. Popeye and Olive Oil, he loves her, she's his girl. P-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E. Popeye and Olive Oil, he loves her, she's his girl. P-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E.
There you go. Just one of the many different recordings of the Mickey Mouse Polka. A lot of bands have done that one. That is Lil Ronnie and the Carousels here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I always tell you, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever, glad to accommodate you when possible. Sometimes it takes me a while to find the record. But if you need to find out about a band or whatever, there are a lot of ways to get in touch with the Hoopa Hour. One way is to use your old telephone. Whether it's got a dial on it or push buttons or whatever, you can leave a good old-fashioned voice message if you were to call 218-259-2985. All right, pretty easy to remember, 218-259-2985. You can leave a voice message, or if you want to get fancy, you could send a text message to that very same number, 218-259-2985. Now, if that doesn't work for you, like maybe you're a little microphone shy, don't want to be leaving a message, email oompahour@aol.com. That's an easy one to remember, and if that's not good enough for you, you can always go with the Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Hoopa Hour. You can send a message there, post on the wall, or whatever it is that people do when they go on that Facebook thing. And I'm talking about requests because I have one for you. Guy said, play the song about She's Too Fat for Me. And I was like, well, which version? He didn't know and he didn't care because like 1,000 different people have recorded this. And I guess the two probably definitive versions would be Arthur Godfrey, who, even though it's the same tempo and everything, doesn't really feel like a polka to me. And, of course, the other most popular version is Mr. Frankie Yankovic, so that's the one we're going to go with here.
Here's a little ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here's what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a little jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Now here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang it too. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, much too fat for me. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. She's a twosome, she's a foursome, if she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, much too fat for me. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. Can she prance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Can she fit in my coupe? By herself, she's a group. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No. I get dizzy, I get numble when I'm dancing with my jum jum jumble. Yang unachintio zemi ona tepala, ona tepala, ona tepala. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. Hey!
Well, there you go, by request right here on the Oompa Hour. Good old Frankie Yankovic there, and the Too Fat Polka. She's Too Fat for Me here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning the records this week like I do every week here on the show. Got one from Ray Budzulik and the Polka Town Boys here. Normally you would think, oh, he's going to play the Polka Town Hop because that's probably their biggest record. But no, as they say in the world of classic rock radio stations, we're going in for the deep cuts. This is the I Don't Want Any Girl polka. It's Ray Budzulik and the Polka Town Boys. Here's on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. A little Ray Budzelik and his Polka Town Boys. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Got little Wally coming up. Got our 78 of the week coming up. Got to find our waltz for the week. Man, I got a lot of work to do. Lil Wally ready to go over here. Oh, boy, it's Polka Joy. Heck, it's Lil Wally.
Joy for every girl and boy. We twirl and twist around in every polka town. You should see dad and mom waving, saying, come on. This polka is for you. Be happy, don't be blue. Sit around with this great polka sound. Play us this song, it's for. We'll dance across the floor. This is a lot of fun. Let's polka, everyone.
It's Polka Joy. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with me for another week here on the show. Now, as you know, each week we do play a 78, good old shellac record, which means it predates, you know, like about 1948 and before. And I have Fez Frischi and his Goosetown Band all ready to go here. And let's crank the old machine up to 78 RPMs. It's always great on a 78. This is a Hole's Auction Schottische.
Thank you.
you have it, Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown Band. That's a Holes Auction Shottish. Here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Hope you're having a fantabulous week. What do we got coming up here in the next few days? I don't see any holidays on my calendar. What does that say up there? Why do they print everything so little? I got nothing to report this week. Man, oh man, oh man. Been going to little kid baseball games. You know what? You got to give a big salute to all those cats that coach little kids baseball, man. My grandson started out last year in T-ball, and now he's in coach pitch ball, where the coaches do the pitching so they don't bean anybody, you know. And, man, you can take a bunch of kids like that and get them organized and playing, and he's having a good time, and he likes to go to the games. He likes to go to practice. You know, he's turning seven. In fact, this week, he's got his cleats, and he's got his mitt. He's got his own bat, because you got to have a bat that fits your size and style, you know. And I always tell him, go out there and wham the ball good. I'm whamming it good, Grandpa. So, I don't know. It's a lot of fun in watching little kids play baseball. And the coaches are miracle workers. I bet they're all probably volunteering, too. Man, they salute to those guys. That's all I can tell you there. Let's do one from the Gary Kent Band. They haven't been on the show in a long time. We all know this one. It's the Barroom Polka.
I know a lot of places for refreshments.
There you have it there, the versatile sounds of the Gary Kent Band. That's what it says on the record anyway. There's the Barroom Polka here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldie show, where we not only promise to play your request eventually, and we not only promise to play a record from a 78 RPM disc during every show, we also promise you a waltz. Dancers, are you ready? Just shove the furniture out of the way there. Got yourself ready to do a little waltzing around the living room or the kitchen or wherever you happen to be. Maybe you're on the driveway. Maybe you got the radio in the garage cranked way up, huh? Ah, I bet you do. I just grabbed a pile of records and I was like, the first waltz I see is the one you're going to get. I have Sing Ach du Lieber, Whoopi John and the Orchestra. Are you ready, waltzers? Here you go.
Thank you. but Augustine, Octoly, but Augustine, come and join the band and they'll sing and dance. That Octoly, but Augustine, that's my shyness melody, ain't it so grand? And then the tuba goes umba so sweet, my heart will answer with each umba beat, cause I love to sing that Octoly, but Augustine, Octoly, but Augustine, ain't it so grand?
John for you there, and a little waltz opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, dance time is over now. Well, unless you want a polka, of course. You're always welcome to polka, but we get at least one waltz into every show, and we have now met all of our requirements except to keep on playing records till I run out of time, as long as we're in German country right now. Let's do one from the Redbirds. Here's the Grasshopper Polka. There you go, a little Grasshopper Polka for you there. And the Redbirds here on Tim Zumpa Hour. You know, Grasshopper and a Locust are the same thing. It wouldn't have been the same, though, if they called it the Locust Polka. It would have been much less cheerful now, wouldn't it, huh? All right, Eddie Mack and the orchestra over here. Every time I see a record on the gold Dino label, I always assume that it's going to be a Marion Lush record. So I thought I was throwing on a Marion Lush record, and I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, it's Eddie Mack and the orchestra. Perfect. Here's the Go Go Polka. We'll be right back.
samba, just play go-go polka. I'll take my dolly and we'll be jolly, dancing around the floor. Don't bump me, Johnny, don't push me, Mary, so I can dance go-go some more.
There you go. That is the Go-Go Polka, Go-Go Musicians, Eddie Mack and the Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Coming up, just a minute away, possibly the scratchiest, most warped, and I doubt if it's going to play record that I've tried to play on the show in a long, long time. Stand by. We'll see if she runs.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, so I got maybe time for two songs. I'm going to see what I can do for you. This one is so scratchy and so beat up with a giant warp in it, I have literally put a quarter on the tone arm. Cross your fingers. Don Peachy and the orchestra. This is the Swiss Lullaby. Let's see if she's going to play.
Sweet love. Oh, yo, yo, yeah, even
Don Peachy and the Orchestra. Man, we are hanging on for dear life on that one. That's a scratchy little bugger. I don't know. Do I save it or do I chuck it? Is it too scratchy? I don't know. I like that song, and I don't think I have another copy of that one. All right, I'm gonna put it in the good pile. Oh, but it's a little dicey. Anyway, let's try to squeak in one more. Let's go out on Wally's Polka. Here are the Ample Airs. There you go, the Ample Airs there. That's Wally's Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show wraps it up for another week because the old clock on the wall says, dude, you're going to be about 15 seconds over already, so shut up already and play the theme song.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, say it with me. Stay happy, everybody!